Information about the crash is coming directly from the Chief of Naval Air Training in Corpus Christi. Public Affairs Officer Lieutenant John Supple says the crash occurred around 10:30 during a routine training flight involving a Navy T-45.
We had an aircraft crash right at the approach end of one of the runways at NAS Pensacola. Both of the air crew have been taken to a local hospital where they are being treated.
The names of the two crew members are being withheld for privacy reasons, and the status of their medical condition was not immediately available. The T-45C Goshawk, involved in the crash, is a two-seat training jet assigned to Training Squadron 86. Lieutenant Supple says the Navy's recovery effort also involves securing the aircraft itself.
They'll make sure that it's not in danger anymore. If there's any ordnance or anything on it that could light off, or if the injection seat, there's no injection, so if we want to make sure that no one accidentally ejects something from it. So we'll make sure the aircraft's safe.
As for what happened, few details are available at this point. However, Lieutenant Supple did confirm that the crash did not appear to occur on takeoff.
They were into their flight. They were in the middle of training, and then something happened, and then at the end resolved that something was aircraft crash. So I don't want to get ahead of the investigation, say what happened where in the flight, but it was not in the beginning of the training. It's at the end.
The cause of the accident is now under investigation. Supple says the probe will be comprehensive.
We'll take lots of pictures and document everything we can to try to figure out what had happened. If possible, we'll interview anyone involved, including any of the air crew and possibly any witnesses, as part of a safety investigation. The main point of that is that we want to figure out how to stop this from happening again.
Due to the crash, flight training operations at Sherman Field were temporarily halted. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.